On this episode of Still Loading, grab the controls of the Cybernoid. Hey guys, it's Josh, and welcome to the newest episode of Still Loading. Today, we are talking about the game Cybernoid for the NES. So to continue on with our 4440 series, this is the next box that I looked at, and it was an interesting one to say the least, if I do say so myself. it was kind of like a puzzle shooter game. It was kind of interesting. It was originally released for the ZX Spectrum and then ported to a million other different things. Commodore 64, some of the Atari computers, and then eventually on the NES, which is the version I just played yesterday a little bit for about half an hour. Now, unfortunately, just a little bit of a disclosure, my game pack was not cooperating with me. I could play it, and even though no matter how much I cleaned it, it was not really functioning the way it was supposed to. So what I had to do is I had to watch a playthrough. Crazy thing is, though, if you know how to beat this game, you can beat it in, like, 14 minutes. It's a really short game. Not even. I think the video is, like, 11 minutes long. But it's a tough game. It's really tough. The controls are super tight, but the difficulty is pretty high up there. So, as usual, before I jump into the gameplay, let's look at what the box and the manual say and look like, of course. All the artwork and all that good stuff. So, you have pretty much just a dude in a spaceship jetting out of an exploding... It almost looks like a side of a Death Star, the Death Star, but obviously that can't be. It says on the front, Cybernoid, the fighting machine. International video game hit, super sound effects, and 3 skill levels. With those selling points, how can you resist? Am I right? So the back of the box says, grab the controls of Cybernoid, the ultimate fighting machine, and destroy the squadron of space pirates raiding the Earth's top secret storage asteroids. So, alright, so Earth's, you know, storing some shenanigans and asteroids, alright, I could see that. It's up to you to stop the Caterpillar Death Squads. What? Now, okay, there are, like, Caterpillar-like enemies, but I would have never really classified them as a Death Squad. That's okay. Anyway, Caterpillar Death Squads. Alright. And other bizarre organic life forms from stealing the precious cargo. Blast your way forward, choosing from an incredible array of high-tech weapons, like the ultra-powerful mega-explosive tracking bombs, rear-firing blasters, and the invincible rotating shield balls. Shoot first and ask questions later. If in doubt, annihilate all in your path. And then other selling points on the back, both standard and state-of-the-art super sound effects. What? Okay, that's a weird one, but alright. 3 challenging skill levels, shoot 'em up, collect 'em up, and maze play actions. Why have I never heard that term before? Collect 'em up? We just call collect-a-thons now. I like collect 'em ups a lot more. I mean, it's almost every Ubisoft game, right? But anyway. So let's look at some of this stuff. Once again, you know, the manual and box always gives much different information. The Federation has just developed this new techno space fighter, and they need a place to test it out. What about the Zog-infested storage asteroids? They also need a pilot. What about you? And then, Zogians invade asteroids. It figures, if anyone could have found the riches we'd stored on those remote asteroids, it'd be the Zogians. They were 3 anonymous asteroids in a storm of thousands of other asteroids, all of which looked almost identical. That's why we thought they'd be a great hiding place for rare minerals and precious gems, and they were, until the Zog pirates caught whiff of them. Now it's a universal disaster. They have attacked the asteroids, infiltrated our storage systems, and confiscated jillions of Astrobucks worth of commodities. I'm sorry, this is just ridiculous. Experience has taught us that conventional tactics don't work well against Zogians. They're much too clever for that. That's why they want to. That's why we want to try out our newest advancement in armed space fighter technology on them, the Cybernoid. This one's got everything: standard laser blasters, sure, but much more. There are megaton blasting bombs, genocide missile exterminators. What the fuck? They use the word genocide in a Nintendo manual? Are you kidding me? Genocide in an NES manual. Genocide missile exterminators. That is fucked up. Holy shit. Okay, anyway. And off-the-wall bouncers for Harry. I'm sorry, I just can't get over that. The word, the fact that they're using genocide as a way to describe a weapon to children, that's fucking insane to me. Oh my god, that's horrible. Plus heat-sensitive seekers to hone in on enemy ground installations. Not to mention the magnetic superconductor shield. For impact-proof protection, there's also a rear-firing blaster for double the defensive power. Then there's our top-secret weapon, never before tried anywhere in the universe, Cybermace. You just have to see this one to believe it. And see it you will, because you're the one selected to fly Cybernoid's maiden mission. And you're the one who'll have to purge the asteroids of the Zagian pirates. So go get them. Alright, so that's pretty much all there really is to it. I mean, you can look into the manual and they talk about all the different weapons. You have bombs. It's labeled as the genocide missile. That wasn't just a descriptive term for the intro. It's literally labeled as genocide missile. I cannot believe this. This is fucking crazy. Shield, bouncers, seekers, and note, finding additional weapons. Except for the laser blaster, your supply of the above weaponry will be limited, but there are more weapons scattered over asteroids. They can be found in Acme packing cases. They're pulling some Looney Tunes stuff in on this? Alright, I can dig that. I'm a Looney Tunes fan, but that's crazy. Acme, like, why is everything Acme? And the more enemies you destroy, the more weapons will become available. And then they talk about the rear firing blaster, Cybermace, which I didn't really get to see too much of. But, alright. So the gameplay is interesting. You control the Cybernoid, like they say in the manual a million times. But basically, like, you don't really jump. You can shoot with B, you shoot with A, and B fires your specialty weapons, like bouncers, the genocide missiles. It's fucking nuts. Genocide missiles as well, you know, that kind of thing. And so you don't really jump, but what you do, you hold up to move up, and it's not like a jump command. It's not like you actually have control of it. So by holding up, you'll continuously go up, but if you let go of up, you'll fall down. So that's important, because like this half of this game's difficulty is, I would almost say, it's like kind of platforming-esque, because you have to maneuver through very tight spaces, but you're not actually jumping on platforms. So it's not quite a platformer, but it honestly kind of feels like it. It kind of has that spirit, because you are shooting things, but at the same time, there's puzzles that involve you having to move in very specific patterns so that way you don't get hit, because it's a one-hit kill in this game. They give you plenty of lives, so they give you like 9 lives, and what's cool is that when you die, you respawn right at the beginning of the screen, so it's not like you have to see a game over screen and then all this other stuff and then level reload. No, it's pretty fair. It's only when you die, lose all 9 lives, that you go all the way back to the beginning, and when you do die once, it doesn't like send you back real far. It starts you back at the beginning of the screen. So overall, the fairness of it is pretty good. It's still a tough as shit game, but at least it's fair. So I'm not complaining about that. But yeah, so basically you would maneuver your way through it and like put in perspective, but to just kind of visualize it. Like one of the first screens, one of the early screens, like the second or third, you have to basically, there's this turret that's firing on a specific pattern, and you have to dodge the projectiles. You can't destroy them. You can't get hit by them, of course. But, like, you have to, you know, move up, move to the next, like, little... It's almost like little, like, foxholes, right? So you have to move into each foxhole to dodge the shots. So it's very much like a game of timing, and it takes a lot of pattern memorization. And almost every enemy is destroyable. The only thing probably the most annoying enemies are these little missile silos that they only fire when you're directly above them. Now, you can kill them from the side, but if you can't get to them, it's a little hard. So you have to really, like, move, like, crazy fast. But what's interesting is that once it shoots its missile, or blows its load, it's pretty much done. Like, it won't really do anything more to you. So it's a pretty interesting mechanic. But then they also have other enemies that, like, start that kind of move in erratic patterns. Like, they move like a waveform, right? But the waveform will get bigger and smaller, like, almost randomly. It feels like the closer you get to it, or the more you move, the more erratic its pattern will become. So that thing's probably my least favorite enemy to dodge, because, like, the missile silos, you can dodge pretty straightforward. Those are a pain. Some of the others are like these weird sponge things that, like, shoot bubbles out of the ground and they'll kill you in one hit, but those are easy to dodge and you can actually blow those up. So, but when you have those combined with these weird, like, it almost looks like, I don't know how to describe it. It honestly looks like another weapon from, it looks like a weapon from the game Metal Arms: Glitch in the System, which I did discuss on a previous episode, but it's not going to be a really good frame of reference for anyone else. For those who do know, they look like the cleaners. It's a weapon in Metal Arms, the cleaners from that game. So if you've ever played that, you'll know what I'm talking about. But they look kind of like that on the screen. And when I watched the playthrough of it, it was only about 4 levels long. And there wasn't really much to the game. It definitely got more difficult. But they didn't really introduce any new weapons. They didn't really introduce any new enemies. You just kind of kept on playing until you beat all 4 levels. And it says, congratulations, you escaped. And that's it. It's pretty short if you know what you're doing. I won't lie, it's pretty difficult. Especially because, like I said before, my game pack was glitching out. So what it was doing periodically, like, some screens would work fine. And I move on to another screen. And all of a sudden the screen would, like, move down. So, like, I'm seeing the bottom half of the gameplay, if that makes sense, on the top half of the TV screen, and the top half of the gameplay on the bottom half of my TV screen, if that makes sense. It's like, it's weird. It really freaked out. It was kind of annoying. So I couldn't really do much with it. I did my best and I played as much as I could. And that's where I got the feel of the controls. They, like I said, they were actually pretty tight. Little difficult to get used to, especially when you have, like, this precise platforming, but I feel like it's definitely something you can master pretty easily. So I definitely suggest trying it out. But overall, there wasn't much to talk about. It was a pretty small game. All the different power-ups you get, like, it's like I read in the manual, you get a rear laser, so that way you can shoot forward and behind you. You get these weird shield balls, which are just rotating balls around you. And they just, the more you collect, the more you have. And then, obviously, the more you have, the faster they'll rotate, which then allows you a little bit more protection. But if you die, then it's over. It doesn't matter. So, and those shield balls don't stop projectiles. They stop enemies. So those, like, turrets I mentioned before where you had to, like, hide in foxholes, they won't stop those projectiles. You have to dodge those. So they won't make you invincible, but they will protect you from a lot of enemies, which is super helpful later on. Overall, I really enjoyed the game. I would definitely suggest trying it out. I wouldn't say it's as good as, like, Conquest of the Crystal Palace or, like, Chippendale Rescue Rangers, but I really enjoyed what I did play of it. I don't know. There's just it had a little charm about it. Oh, the music was pretty bad. It didn't really have much going on for it. It was kind of boring. Same track over and over and just looping and looping. It just was not fun to listen to. So I don't suggest that. But yeah, that's about, honestly, all I have for this one, guys. I'm really sorry it's a little bit shorter. I was hoping to get more out of it. And once again, I need a permanent co-host. So if anyone's actually interested, feel free to contact me at stillloadingcontact@gmail.com. But otherwise, you can also reach out to me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram @StillLoadingPod. You know, please remember to rate, review, and subscribe. I'm just trying to, you know, build the show, get the word out there about it. There's not much more to really say. I mean, I hope you guys are enjoying the series so far. I am. I'm enjoying trying all these games out. I'm actually very much looking forward to the next game, which you'll have to wait to see the sneak peek for next game. That I inevitably will post on Instagram. But thank you very much, guys, and I will see you next time.